So as we dig into our whole series of four big prayers, I invite you to turn to the book of Luke with me as we just go right straight to Scripture this morning and start to see what Jesus' first big prayer for our lives might be. We go to Luke chapter 11. As we go there, let me ask you another question. I asked you two earlier questions, and I'm going to be going back to those questions, but what was your most recent prayer request? Your most recent prayer request. Before you came into church today, maybe you're reflecting on this past week, what was your most recent prayer request? From before you got into the church today, if you're to reflect on this past week, what prayer request can you remember that sticks with you, that you lifted up this past week? What was that one prayer request that is still with you today? Maybe you lifted it up on Tuesday, on Thursday, on Friday, but it is still with you today. What would that one prayer request be this past week that you could still remember? Just think about that just for a moment. As we go to Luke chapter 11, it's a very familiar prayer. We just prayed it, but it's the one that we're going to go back to. So one day, starting verse 1, Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray," just as John taught his disciples. The book of Luke, if you go back before this, the book of Luke really cites Jesus praying. If you go to Luke chapter 3, verse 21, it says this, "When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened." Big things happen when Jesus prays. If you go to Luke chapter 6, verse 12, one of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. Luke chapter 9, verse 18, as we progress further into Luke. Once, when Jesus was praying in private, his disciples were there with him. And then just a little further in Luke chapter 9, verse 28, about 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up into a mountain to pray. As we explore Jesus' four prayers this month, we're going to be looking at the book of Luke. All of his four prayers that we're going to be studying come from the book of Luke because no gospel centers itself on Jesus' prayer life more than the gospel of Luke. Luke's gospel specializes in showing us Jesus in constant prayer, more so than any other gospel. So for this whole month, every prayer that we study is going to be from the book of Luke. So if I could give you like an assignment, if I could give you like a study, it would be this. Read the book of Luke this month. Because as you read the book of Luke and you come to Shine and we're talking about the prayers, and as you're reading Luke's narrative, you're going to see how all this intertwines. It won't take you very long, but that's your assignment. Read the book of Luke this month for Shine's purposes, for prayer purposes. Because as you read that story, you're going to understand so much more the context of our services as when we come in. Now, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them a prayer. And by the first century, there were set prayers. This was very common. A devout Jew would repeat prayers in the morning and again in the evening. The first verse that we said, just as John's disciples have been taught. So Jesus' disciples are asking for him as their rabbi to teach them set prayers. I mean, up to this point in time, the disciples have observed Jesus' prayer life. They've been with him on mountains. They've seen that he stays up all night praying. Previous to chapter 11, Luke lays the groundwork there that the disciples are constantly observing Jesus in prayer. And it finally comes to the point in chapter 11 where we get their first request. And their first request after all this period of time, this could have been 1 to 2 years that they observed him praying, that they've observed Jesus' prayer life. It takes 1 to 2 years, and they finally come to him and they request and they say, "Teach us how to pray. Give us a set prayer that we might be praying, that we might be known as your disciples, and you might be known as our rabbi. Mark us with a prayer." Now, we can identify with this of prayer and wanting a prayer, wanting set prayers, needing set prayers. And earlier in the service, I asked you to share with me about your prayer life. How many times a week do you pray? And how often do you pray? And what length do you pray? And the responses, over 30-some, are pretty impressive, really helps give us an idea of who we are as a community in our prayer life. And I appreciate your honesty. I'm not going to share names, but I am going to share texts that were given. This person says that they pray every day. This person prays 14 to 21 times a week and for 1 to 5 minutes at a time. This person prays twice, about a minute each time. This person joined a prayer team at our church so that they could increase in their prayer life, praying about a half hour every other day. This person prays daily, 1 to 2 minutes. Every day, but quick prayers multiple times. I pray 1 to 2 times a week, probably for 30 seconds to 1 minute at a time. This person prays at least 7 full prayers at night, but little ones all throughout the day. This person is very confessional and just comes out and says, you know, I pray more in groups than alone. This person says, I don't pray enough, about 7 times once a day, usually in appreciation or out of distress. This person prays about 4 to 5 times a week, 3 minutes at a time. 3 to 4 times a week, not consistent and linked. 5-minute prayers right here. This person prays 7 to 10 times weekly, approximately 5 minutes, and then follows that up with not enough. This person prays 60 times every day more than once. I mean, it's 60 seconds every day more than once. This person prays for a few seconds every day when stress levels are at high. How many of us don't pray when stress levels are high, right? I think we're all like, amen to that. This person prays 50 times a week on average, and they're usually 1 minute apiece. This person always prays before meals. You got a Talladega Night family in the house right here. Always prays before meals, but they probably don't sound anything like Talladega Nights. And throughout the day, in little blips, person prays 5 times a week. Each time's about 3 minutes. I love the confession, not nearly enough. This person prays 5 days, 5 to 10 minutes, usually while running. How many of you are workout prayers? You do prayers while you're working out? Yeah. My prayers while I'm working out is, please God, help me survive this. And then, why am I doing this? 3 to 4 times, 2 minutes. 5 times, 2 minutes each. I told you there were over 30. Every day, try to, from 2 minutes to 10. Drifted some recently, but coming back. Aren't we all? Who of us hasn't drifted and we're coming back? Quite a few of us. Probably 15 times, maybe 1 minute per prayer. Try to pray every day. Sometimes I pray continually throughout the day. 14 times a week, 10 seconds to 10 minutes. With spouse, with family, alone. Daily, 1 to 3 minutes. This person says that they pray for friends. This person's praying more and more that God will reveal himself to her and a path for her. This person, quite a few people have said that they pray for others and for healing and for their surgeries. You know, a lot of these texts kind of bring home the issue that a lot of us, when we hear about prayer and when we hear about teaching on prayer, you know, the questions begin to, we begin to assess our prayer life. We become a little, you know, conscientious about should we be praying instead of 3 minutes? Should we be praying 10 minutes long? Should we be praying more? I mean, instead of 10 times a week, should we be praying 20 times a week? You know, we become really conscientious about this, about are we praying long enough and are we praying enough? And most of you are very confessional. And I think as a group, I think that we would say, as most of us are along in our faith journey, some of us more so than others, but most of us pretty far along in our faith journeys with Jesus Christ, I think that we would mostly, a fair majority of us, readily admit that we don't pray enough. And some of us might say, maybe I pray enough, but maybe I don't pray long enough. And so when we think about prayer, what we're really thinking about, a lot of times when we hear that word prayer, is we're thinking personally, we're thinking about how frequently do we pray, and we're also thinking about how long are our prayers. But how many of you, like the disciples when they came to Jesus to teach us to pray, they weren't really concerned about the length and the frequency of their prayers. They were really concerned about the nature of their prayers. Like a lot of us have we have length and we have frequency to our prayers. And maybe some of us, our prayer life just sounds like a shopping list. You know, Jesus, lift up this, lift up this, lift up this person, lift up this person. And we're lifting up prayer requests and we're doing it often. But there's something inside of us that goes, is this right? Is this right? Is this how I'm supposed to be praying? I pray frequently, but often when I pray, it's for certain things. And when I do pray, it's for either this short amount of time or for this short amount of time. And there's something inside of us that goes, is this right? Is this how I'm supposed to pray? that we begin to think about the nature of our prayers. Not the frequency and the length of our prayers so much, because as many of you said, we pray frequently and our lengths vary. But what is the nature of our prayers? Continuing back in Luke chapter 11, he says to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. That whole section right there, Luke, if you're to read, he invites you to read verse 1, and it picks up and it goes all the way to verse 13. That whole section right there is this. Luke has compiled like various materials, a parable here, an analogy there, and a prayer here. He's compiled all these various elements and he's packed them into one section, 13 verses that really are talking about prayer. The first section of prayer, verses 2 through 4, are about the content. Then it transitions into a next section of prayer, asking a neighbor for bread at midnight, which is an analogy for persistence. That's verses 5 through 10. And then that transitions into the last portion of this prayer section. And those are verses 11 through 13, where parents fulfilling their child's request is an analogy of God as a father who does so much more than any earthly parent could ever do. You know, Jesus, in this whole section on prayer, it's not a mythology of how to pray. Rather, Jesus is really telling the disciples the nature of prayer. He's talking to them about the nature and the relationship of prayer. He says to call God Father. This is all about relationship and the nature of your prayer. And it's the first time Father is used in the book of Luke right here. And it's used in this form is to say, when you pray, pray with a heart connection and understand that you're praying to your Father, your Heavenly Father. And Luke wants to make this as intimate as possible when he says this to them. So he says, first and foremost, before you pray, just realize who you're praying to. Before you pray, just realize who you're praying to. You're praying to your Heavenly Father. You're praying to the creator of this universe. You're praying to the one who has created you. And Luke says that, so before all the requests, just acknowledge who you're praying to. It's this, Jesus teaches that the heart of prayer is really understanding the nature of God and who God is and your relationship to Him. That the nature of prayer is that us understanding and fully giving up that our complete dependence, that our utter existence, that every experience that we have is dependent upon our relationship with God as our Father. And so every prayer begins with Father, Heavenly Father, Abba, Yahweh. It's deeply personal. And so what Luke is wanting, Jesus is wanting the disciples to know is that once you confess your own need before God, before you confess your needs before God, which most of us do with prayer requests, confess your love to Him, acknowledge your love to Him as you call Him Father before you pray. Now, we need to pray longer, and we probably could pray more frequently. But what I want to do today with this teaching on prayer is to go a different direction. What if it's what we're praying for we need to think about? What if it's how we're praying that we need to think about? And what if it's to whom we're praying that really matters? If you go to verses 9 through 10 right there in Luke chapter 11, it gives the assurance. Those two verses give the assurance that ours is a God who gives, that He is open to our request, that He allows us to come to seek Him. Jesus gives the assurance in verses 9 through 10 that that God answers prayers. Now Jesus does go on to say that He does not guarantee that God is going to answer every single prayer request that's ever brought for Him. He does say that prayer is not just a blank check, but He does say to bring all prayer requests to God. As we think about the Lord's Prayer there in the first four verses, it talks about the necessities, and Jesus is saying to them that, yes, first, when you come to pray to God, first, bring forth the necessities of life. Address the necessities of life But this is a very interesting prayer. This Lord's Prayer in the book of Luke is not a necessities prayer. It's a kingdom prayer. That's how biblical interpreters call this prayer. It's a kingdom prayer, which is really important for us to understand because Jesus is not just telling them to pray for the bread, for their daily bread. And he's not just telling them to pray that their needs for that day will be met. He's telling them to pray for that, but he's telling them to pray for so much more than that too. He's telling them to pray for that. It's good to pray for your daily needs, but he's trying to say to them, but when you pray to your Father, understand who you're praying to and pray for so much more than just your daily necessities. This is a kingdom prayer that Jesus gives to his disciples. And so what he is telling them is, yes, pray about the smallest things in life, bread for the day. But a kingdom prayer also means pray for the biggest things in life. Pray big. The kingdom prayer, the context for the kingdom prayer is given in Luke chapter 12. And if you go to Luke chapter 12, verse 31 through 32, this is the context for the kingdom prayer that we just read. And it says this. Jesus says, but seek his kingdom, God's kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. The kingdom. Now, as I was preparing for this series, Four Big Prayers, at the end of September, I started preparing for the series. I started studying for this series and Four Big Prayers. And as I did, God really began to address that my prayer life. And I got to come forward and I got to confess that God got a hold of me. And God said, Chad, you're doing a great job praying about the small things in your life. I got a pat on my shoulders and God said, when it comes to the small things in life, you are doing a great job of praying for daily bread. And it's true. And a lot of my requests at the end of September, as God began to work on my prayer life, a lot of my prayer life was just about daily necessities from day to day. I specialized in daily prayers. Help me get through this day. Please. Yeah, right? Help me get through this day. Help me with my children. Please give me the energy that I need. Give me the patience I need. And I was specializing in daily prayer requests. My prayer requests were centered on the necessities of life. I was just wanting necessities of life. And what are those called? How many of you understand what I'm talking about? How many of you would say, you know what? I do. I have a great prayer life on the daily necessities. I have prayers that just say, help me get through this day. Help me, you know, right? Those are called survival prayers. Survival prayers. I'm a man who is praying survival prayers. I was just wanting to survive. And so when I come to God, most of the time in my prayers, I'm just saying, God, I know you can help me. I have full faith that you'll just help me survive today, just to get through today. And Jesus, when he's talking to his disciples and Luke, he's saying, don't just offer up to God, the creator of the universe, the most awesome person ever. Don't just offer up to him prayers of necessity and survival prayers. Offer up to him big prayers because he's a big God. And he's not just the God who will give you a piece of bread and a fish for a day, but he is a big God and he will give you his kingdom if you ask for it. And at the end of September, as God was working on my prayer, like God was just looking at me going, your prayer life is so small. Such small prayers. For too long, Chad, your prayers have been too small. For too long, your requests have been too small. Can you identify with that? Would that maybe not be true of you as well? That maybe lately your prayer requests have been too small? That it's been a long time since you offered up God a big prayer request? I began to think about that. God began to work on me. And God began to say, why don't you offer up some big prayers? I'm giving you the kingdom. I will give you the kingdom, but you're not asking for it. Offer up a big prayer. And so I said, all right, I'll take you up on it. And so I offered up a big prayer. And I offered up a big prayer that we would be able to do something as a church in the very near future. We'd be able to do something as a church that we had never done before and that we would reach more people with the message of Jesus Christ than ever before. And whatever that took, I didn't know at the time, but I was just like, God, I'll offer up that prayer. I want to impact our community. I want to reach more people with your story. I just want to do that, God. That's my big prayer request. And so I lifted that up. And then God said, you know, lift up that other prayer request that you've been working on. You got to lift that up too, because that wasn't. And then I lifted up another big prayer request. And I lifted up a prayer request that our church would do something in the near future that would shape and impact more people to be leaders in the kingdom of Jesus Christ than we've ever done before. I just prayed that we as a church would lock in and we would do something intentionally and specifically to grow us as leaders, to equip our members to become leaders that would go out and impact the kingdom for Jesus Christ, and that we would be kingdom builders. And I lifted up that prayer request. I said, I want that prayer too. And you know what God has been beginning to say in my life? God's been beginning to say, your prayers need to be bigger. You just need to pray bigger prayers. So maybe we need to shift the focus of our prayer life from not just the length and the frequency of our prayers. Maybe we need to shift our focus to the depth and the breadth and the height of our prayers. Maybe one of the biggest discrepancies in our faith today is between the size of our God and the size of our prayers. Maybe you and I, who are farther along in our faith journeys, and we've been doing this faith thing, we've been journeying with Jesus Christ for a while, maybe one of the biggest discrepancies in our prayer life is not the length and the frequency. Maybe it's where it's not asking God. We're not lifting up. We're not offering bigger prayers. We just need to pray big. We need to pray bigger. Maybe we just need to realize that we're praying to God who created all of this. And we just need to realize that we're praying to a Heavenly Father who has no limits, who has no boundaries, no limitations. He says to us, pray for it. I give you this kingdom. Pray for it. Take it. I'll give it to you. And maybe we just need to become shift from being necessity and survival people of prayer to kingdom people of prayer. When was the last time you offered up a huge prayer to God? When was the last time? What's really interesting is we pray Him often. We prayed it this morning, the Lord's Prayer, Pastor Lindsay led us in. That's taken from the book of Matthew. And that's the Lord's Prayer that most of us are familiar with. And that's given in the book of Matthew. It's given in chapter 6. Now, today we talked about the prayer of Luke, and I'm going to ask the band to come forward at this time, because we're going to show you, and I'm going to show you as the band comes forward, I'm going to show you where these two prayers come from. The Lord's Prayer comes from an Old Testament prayer. It comes from an Old Testament prayer given in 1 Chronicles. And this would have been the original Lord's Prayer. This would have been the context for which Jesus gives his disciples the Lord's Prayer. And as you and I stand this morning, and what we're going to do as we stand this morning, is we're going to read the original Lord's Prayer that would have been offered up in 1 Chronicles. And notice how this Lord's Prayer from 1 Chronicles in the Old Testament is different, maybe similar, than the Lord's Prayer that you and I offer up. But as you read this, know that this is the context for the Lord's Prayer, which Jesus gives his disciples, because it's a kingdom prayer. And as we read this, may that kingdom prayer begin to take grip of our hearts and our minds. And let's read it together this morning. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. I asked you at the very beginning, what has been your most recent prayer request? And now I'd like to ask you, what's going to be your next big prayer request for God? What's going to be your next big prayer request for Him?